May I speak in the name of the living God, Creator, Redeemer, and Holy Spirit. Amen. At the very beginning of time, scientists believed that the only elements which existed were hydrogen and helium. These are the lightest and simplest elements. No carbon or metal or any complex elements. Then these atoms of hydrogen and helium slowly clustered over unimaginable eons of time. The clusters became enormous balls of matter that had so much gravity that the atoms were pulled apart in nuclear reactions, and the universe's first generation of stars dawned. All of the heavy elements that exist in the universe, metals and the carbon of our bodies and of the ash or whatever substance we use in our Zoom Ash Wednesday liturgy today, were created in the heart of the first generation of stars. So all of us, everything, was created from that very beginning. Today is a strange Ash Wednesday as we are marking our own bodies with the sign of the cross, whether it's with ash that you've been given from the booklet deliveries or you've picked up or you've made yourself, or whether you just draw a line with felt pen or maybe just mark with your finger, we are marking ourselves, our own bodies, with the sign of the cross. And however we decide to do this, one of the things we usually remember is our mortality. That is that we will live and then we die. But today we can remember, as we say the words when we ash ourselves, that we are stardust, that our mortality is bound up with the very beginnings of the universe. We are the stuff of stars. All too often, our bodies are an embarrassment to us. And sometimes, sadly, we feel shame or despair over our physical selves. But let us remember that our physical bodies are made of the stuff of stars. We are stardust. Our bodies are stardust. We're made by God, loved by God, and inhabited by God. In the reading that we've heard today, we're encouraged to be reconciled to God. What does it feel like to reconcile our whole selves to God? That when we come to worship, we come in our bodies as entire people. How does it feel to really know that we are made in God's love and that we are beautiful in our bodies, our minds, our souls? How does it feel to know that the whole of us is beautiful? How can we know that is how God sees us? Sometimes I find it overwhelming to think of the bigness of the universe. There are more stars in our universe than there are grains of sand on all the beaches on Earth. And then, mind-blowingly, there are more atoms in a grain of sand than there are stars in the universe. It's incredibly mind-blowing. If we think of our place on this planet in time and space, we can feel rather small. And yet, it was to our tiny speck of a planet that God chose to come and live amongst us. Jesus is our proof of the love God has for us. In our reading from 2 Corinthians that is in the booklets, we are reminded that however much we feel that we are nothing, we actually have everything. God loves us and knows us, and we, in our seemingly small ways, have been given the power to do amazing things. On Ash Wednesday, we begin Lent, the season to put ourselves right with God, with each other, with ourselves, with our planet, as our reading says, to be reconciled. It should not be about making ourselves miserable in a kind of religious sadomasochistic way. It's not about being deliberately gloomy, but it is about reflecting deeply. We're definitely a bit more serious today than perhaps the pancake excitement you might have had yesterday. The traditional day of Shrove Tuesday, the Mardi Gras day, is to go a bit wild, and for many people around the world, when there are no pandemics, it's a party festival day. Ash Wednesday is a serious day, so that we can give ourselves the space and time to think and be mindful about who we are, so that we can make a change to become more as God wants us to become more aware of how we are beautiful, to become more loving, to be more amazing, to be reconciled with God, with God's love. Our ash, or whatever we use today to mark the sign of the cross on our bodies, like us, this ash is stardust. And rather brilliantly, we are part of a holy adventure as we seek to reflect God's love in this universe of billions of years and billions of galaxies. And may we make for ourselves the sign of the cross today as a symbol of a desire to be more reconciled to God. To know that we are loved and treasured, however small we might feel, we matter. And however we choose to find our reconciliation with God, however we choose to keep our Lent, whatever we do, may we do so knowing our beauty, not just in our hearts and minds, in our bodies, in our whole selves. And may we know that we are beautiful and loved. Amen.